life-changing experience. Are you ready to renew your mind?
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Praise God. Get your Bibles. And how many of y'all had a great Valentine's Day?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ooh, I had a good one. Amen. Guess how much my gift cost? $5.
That's right.
But how much was yours?
$398.
We bought our spouses gifts that was no more. The maximum had to be $5. And that means that love is not predicated on the money. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Get him a handkerchief and say, "I love you."
Amen.
That handkerchief means something. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Would you go with me to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter? Verses 3 through 4. Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. And it reads from the New King James. Verse 3, "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures."
Amen. Praise God. Father, we bless you today and we thank you for this opportunity to stand again before your people. We thank you right now for this word that you have given me to give to your people. Now, Lord, let them be hearers of this word and doers, God. First of all, we thank you for love. We thank you, God, that number one, you are love. And God, we just thank you for allowing us to experience the love that you feel. We thank you now for every person that's assembled under my voice. Lord, I thank you, God, for healing this morning. Lord, I thank you that someone is going to be set free. I bless your name this morning. We give you glory and honor. In your name we pray. Let God's people shout, amen. Amen. You may be seated in God's presence this morning. I want to talk for just a little bit to you from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 3 through 4. And I want to give you a subject this morning that says, now that's love. Now that's love. And I want you to know that I have a subtopic. And my subtopic this morning is, it's a love thing. Amen. It's a love thing. I want to do this predicated on, of course, yesterday, which was the world's version of love, Valentine's Day. And that was a whole history behind that, which I won't go into today. But if I ask most people what yesterday was and what was celebrated, almost everyone in this room would say Valentine's Day. It was just a repeat scene from all the other years of cards, balloons, chocolates, and gifts. And next year, it would be the same thing. It's going to just keep being a repeat from last year. And guess what? Every year, keep getting excited about the same thing. Card, balloon, chocolates, and gifts. And if, and God forbid you miss one of those, there's a problem, Houston. You don't love me because you didn't give me any of those items. Well, all of this is good to express our love. I'm not doubting that. But it should not be finished in one day. After yesterday, the love should not go out the window today. If you got a box of chocolates on yesterday, why not get a box Wednesday? Why not get a box Thursday? If you got flowers on yesterday, why can't somebody just bring some flowers next week to say, I love you? Amen. So we put everything on one day, and relationships have ended because of one day. Amen. So what will happen in 300 more days to go? I won't get a card or flower. I'm not going to hold hands through the year. Love is important. It is what is the greatest gift that the Lord ever gave. And the reason it is the greatest gift is because he is love. He himself is love. And it's a thought or an emotion. It's a feeling, love. But guess what? It goes deeper than that. Oh, yes, when you love somebody, you get the little butterflies when they walk in the room. Mm-hmm. You do. And can't take that away from you. Or when their name is called, you just get crazy because you heard their name. Love. But what if the feeling is not there? What if those butterflies are not there? What if the person don't walk into the room? Does love leave and go out the window? I said to some of the younger people on yesterday that enjoy the feeling right now of the emotion. Enjoy the feeling of the intimacy. Because at some point, the intimacy will decrease. Amen. And you've got to have more than intimacy to keep that relationship together. Amen. It goes deeper than that. Because to me, love should be something that I get from you that nobody else gives me. Intimacy can be gotten from anybody. But I need something that's going to stick to my ribs. I need something that when I'm not feeling well, you make me chicken soup. I need something that when I cannot get those feelings going, I'm going to still get a hug. I'm going to still get a kiss on my cheek. Amen. I'm not going to end up with you looking at me being mad with me because of the physical aspect not being there. I'm talking about love, that love that lasts. The Harrises were married 45 years. Amen. Yes. My brother and his wife been married 40 years. 44 years. Amen. And some others, and you've been married probably a minute, but that's what you call love. You fight from the bedroom to the kitchen. But in another day or so, it's like nothing ever happened. And the one thing I do tell people, stay out of marriages. Don't get involved. Stay out of it. Because the reason my sister-in-law and I have a great relationship now is because I don't mess with them. I don't mess with either one of them. I don't mess with my brother Harry, and I don't mess with my sister-in-law because I know the love that they have is going to go deeper than his sister's love. Amen. And so you got to be careful. I know you want to help people. But at the end of the day, they're going to turn on you. And the only way you are going to allow things to happen, let it happen. And when they can see it for themselves, they'll get tired and they'll walk away from it, and your name will still be intact. Do y'all hear me? I'm talking about love this morning. I'm talking about what people think is love. I may not feel all giddy and touchy and feely today, but I'm still willing to do what my partner needs to give him a sense of well-being. God is concerned about his children's well-being. That's why we have the privilege of having the love that he has for each other. See, love is not a turn-on, turn-off effect. You can't love me today and don't love me tomorrow. You might be upset with me tomorrow, but you're not going to stop loving me on tomorrow. Amen? You may love me, but I can't take you right now. You need to stay over there, but I still love you. Do you all hear what I'm saying to you today? But look at the action of God. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might have lived through him. It was not that we loved him, but he loved us. Because if Father, help us, pray for us, God, keep us. Because if everything was predicated on us loving him, it would be trouble. He loves us enough not to leave us. He loves us enough to forgive us. Amen. Hallelujah. And when you have that love and that security, and you're sure of someone's love, you will attempt to do anything. And so, unfortunately, too many of us have one-sided love affairs. Oh, I love you, but do you not love me? And there is nothing worse than a one-sided love affair. There is nothing worse than you putting everything you got into it, and you're getting nothing in return. That's enough to make you want to get buried. Yes. Ask me how I know. Hallelujah. And so when two people have to be in this thing together, right? Because one is going to die. I don't mean physical death, but your emotional death will come. Amen. You'll start thinking nobody could ever love me. Amen. But the scripture states that in the 8th verse of 1 John, that if anyone does not love, they do not know God. Amen. God is love. Not love is God. God is love. I love this Valentine holiday, and it was recognized by some on yesterday, and some didn't get recognized at all. But if that does not happen to you, it does not mean you don't have a Valentine, because you've got a Valentine in heaven that's not going to be there just on the 14th of February, but that Valentine is going to be there forever and a day. Amen. He loves us every single day. And so I need some agape love sometimes. Sometimes we get too much arrows. Arrows sometimes can be a problem. But we need some agape love. Some real love. Some love that's going to be there, not when it's emotional. Not when it makes your head spin. Not when the butterflies are running all over you. But a love that says, I can forgive you. A love that says, I'm caring for you and I don't want nothing for it. A love that says, I'm not jealous. A love that says, I'm not envious of you. I'm not envious of your talent. I'm not envious of how you can usher on the door. I'm not envious of how you sang this morning. I am not jealous of you, because God has given you talent. Hallelujah. Love is not puffed up. Most of all, love does not hurt. If you are constantly hurting in a relationship, I come to tell you, it's not love. Do y'all hear me this morning? It's fake. It is a version of love. You don't hurt all the time in love. You might hurt for a day or so, but after that day or so, the love comes out again. Amen. And we selfishly feel we have to receive something in order to be loved. But look what God did. God gave his only son. His only son. He gave him for every single one of us, even the ones that talk about him, even the ones that say they don't believe in God, even the ones that say that we need to be shot.
Right.
For loving on him. And yet they are still benefiting from what the Lord has done. Amen. He still loves us and he commands us to love our brother and our sisters as he has done. And in the chapter that we're working with today, 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, 3 and 4, and it says, "For I have delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried." Tell somebody, was. "And that he rose again." Tell somebody, he rose. See, there's some folk don't believe that. And that's why I'm putting the emphasis on it. Because there are folk that don't believe that ever occurred. As a matter of fact, I don't want to burst your bubble, but there's some people sitting right in church who don't believe that that ever happened. They don't really believe that he was buried and he rose on the first day. But tell somebody, he did rise on the third day. And tell somebody, you got a third day. Because something that you buried is getting ready to rise up. Tell somebody, you are in your third day. Hallelujah. Oh, I felt that one right there. And so here Paul is talking to the Corinthians about the gospel that he preached to them about the resurrection of the Lord. Here Paul is wanting them to believe in the resurrection. Otherwise, them sitting under his preaching and his teaching is all in vain. Right. If you don't believe this, that's why when people come to join the life-changing church, I ask them, do you believe in these things? Because if you don't, this is not the church for you. If you do not believe that he was born of the Virgin Mary, if you don't believe he walked this world, this land as a man in the flesh, if you don't believe that he was crucified and buried, and if you certainly don't believe that he rose on the third day, this is not the ministry, because that's how we live. This is how we get saved, predicated on that belief. Amen. And there are folk that sit right in the church, don't believe in the power of Jesus. They come to the altar Sunday after Sunday. But when they come, they're not believing that he's going to heal. They come because I say, would you come to the altar for prayer? Folk come, but they're not coming believing. And when you come and you're not believing, it won't happen. It's by your faith. When you get up out of that chair, you ought to be running to the altar, because I know that God is going, it's by my faith that I'm going to be healed today. We were on the prayer line the other morning, and the prophet said on the prayer line, he said, right now, somebody today are going to get keys. The Lord is handing some keys to somebody right now. He said, let me prophesy. Somebody's getting some keys to a house right now. Amen. Y'all was on the line. Y'all heard it. I got a call about a couple of hours later. I just got keys handed to me for my house. But it was by their faith. They believed that they were going to get a house that day. Not tomorrow, but it was that day they believed that God was going to open a door for them. And tell somebody, he did. Hallelujah. So he's talking to the Corinthians about the gospel that he preached to them. He's telling them, if you don't believe this, you don't need to sit under me. I'm talking to you about the resurrection of the Lord. He said, I can't do any more than teach and preach it to you. He said, but I would rather you not show up than to come and not believe the resurrection. Amen. Jesus is unconditional love. Some folk would rather believe in the power of flesh than they do in the power of Jesus. Do you all not know that? Because of real love, which appeared to be dead, should rise up again. Depression, financial depletion, low self-esteem. These things are trying to hold you down. But you got to understand that those things are going to rise up. You're going to rise up from all of this stuff. Hallelujah. It's the third day. It's time to show the enemy that love lifted me. You got to let him know that when I was sinking deep in sin, far from what? The shore. Hallelujah. But he said that love lifted me up. Because he loved me, he picked me up from all of these things. He said, no longer am I going to allow the enemy to hold me down. I'm going to get up from my place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you do that, the enemy scratches his head. He stands back and he looks, trying to figure out why did that not work. But he doesn't understand that it's the love that lifted you up. Hallelujah. It's the love that lifted me. Tell somebody now, that's love. See, real love allows you to get up from some dead situations that cannot hold you down. You had to get up from that dead place. Some of you are in a dead place right now. There was a purpose for Jesus going to the cross. People try to hold you down by saying you would never amount to anything. You have the power through Jesus Christ to show them that you're already somebody. I don't know what you see, but I'm already somebody. I'm somebody in the sight of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Doesn't matter to me what you think. What matters to me is what the Lord said. The Lord said, I am somebody. The Lord says, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Hallelujah. So with the Lord saying that I am somebody, you ought to tell him, I'm not running for a public office. I don't need your vote. What I need is for God to come in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. If you don't want to be loved, there's a problem. That's where the problem come in. Everybody wants to be loved. And I hear folks say that all the time. I don't need that. Yes, you do need it. Matter of fact, Maslow, who's one of the greatest psychologists ever, said that's a prime thing that we need in our lives. You need love in your life. The Lord asked Peter, do you love me? This was a question that he didn't ask him one time, but he asked him three times. And then after he asked him that, he was concerned about us. He said, well, if you love me, I want you to feed my sheep. He said, I'm concerned about the sheep. The ones that go astray, the ones that can't make a decision for themselves, Peter, I need you to give them the word so that they can go in the right direction. Hallelujah. And then he says, preach, guide them and protect them. He knew because he knows the characteristic of sheep. He knew that we are dumb animals. And we would be dumb if we don't hear the word of God. Let me tell you something. If you don't get into the word, see, the reason why so many of us have some dumb situations in our lives is because we don't read his word. Before I started reading the word of God, I was making some foolish decisions. But then after I started getting in the word of God, Elder Dante, I said, oh, that's what he meant. Oh, I don't have to do that anymore. Oh, if I just wait on the Lord and believe in him. Amen. Everybody need love. I need love. You got to love yourself so much to say what I got, just anybody can't have it. Hallelujah. Don't give yourself to folk that don't deserve you. Hallelujah. Don't put yourself down to that level. That goes for men and women. Hallelujah. God has given you too much for folk to take it and abuse it. So for 15 years I waited patiently for the Lord to send somebody. Women, everybody needs love. But don't you know that the Lord knows what you need? Don't you know he'll send somebody to you? Don't you know when men see that you're not running so eager to... Don't you know when a man or a woman feels you are eager, they'll walk all over you. They'll walk all over you. But don't you know that when they try to figure out what makes you tick, they'll come back again. When they don't know, wonder what make her tick, wonder what makes him tick, they'll come back again. But when you don't put it all out there on the first date, you done told them everything from your mama to your grandmama. You don't need to tell everything when you meet somebody. When they ask you, said, are you seeing anybody? You should say, by choice, I'm not. By choice, I'm not. Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Praise listeners, now you can listen to some of the dynamic preaching by going to the PraiseCharlotte.com podcast page on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or your smartphone 24/7, 365 with a great lineup of preachers. The Greater New Life Baptist Church's Dr. D.K. Martin, Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church's Reverend Matthew L. Browning, the Glory Has Come International Ministries Pastor Troy King, Little Rock AME Zion's Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, New Bethel Church of God in Christ Pastor Tommy A. Murphy, Weeping Willow AME Zion Pastor Enrico White, Trinity Christian Center Bishop Keith Felton, and finally, Life-Changing Church Overseer Dorothy McGuire. So log on PraiseCharlotte.com to hear the preached word any day of the week. Also, if your ministry or church wants to get the message out on the Praise Podcast, call Brian Moore, 704-548-7854, or via email at bmoore@radio-1.com.